Hello.
Hi, Wayne.
Mr. President?
Yes, sir.
I've been trying to see you.
I know it. Everybody has, Wayne. I wish to God that my good friends like you talk to my trusted people, because
well,
I just...
Well, you tell me who to talk to, and I'll do it.
I told you to talk to Bill Moyers, and he said he'd talk two or three times today. I told Ken O'Donnell what to tell you.
Well, I never did hear from O'Donnell.
Yeah.
Well, I haven't heard from Bill Moyers, but you know this fellow Glenn is going to get in.
No, I didn't know that. And
well, I alerted...
I don't think it's something I ought to be doing something about. I think
it's a
mistake.
Well, I don't think so either, but the point that I thought you ought to know, and I agree with you wholeheartedly, but your people oughtn't to be allowing this Coleman to set up these delegates in Ohio and announce the paper that he's setting them up with your consent when...
I have nothing to do with setting up any delegates anywhere, and not anything's being done with my consent. I imagine that's the Democratic National Committee. Coleman hadn't talked to me. I don't even know that I'm a candidate, Wayne. So I'm just here at my desk and doing my damnedest between Panama and the president of Italy and all the problems I got, my friend.
Well, I know you got a million of them, and I hate to add to them, but
we have to
file out there by the 5th of February.
Well, I'm not going to file.
You don't want your name
filed?
No,
hell no, I'm not going to file. And that's all been decided. All my people know it. And tell Bill...
Hello.
I just want to get Bill Moyer on here, or Walter Jenkins, either one. Tell Walter Jenkins to get on here if you can locate him. See, they handle all these things, Wayne. You have no idea the volume comes through here.
Sure.
You don't. You can't, because I get 50 calls a day and 50,000 letters a week. And no human being can just take these things. He has to designate.
I want to impose on you.
I know it, but I want you to know somebody that you can talk to. Now, Walter Jenkins, you can always talk to. And I told Ken O'Donnell to personally call you and told him what to tell you. And I don't know why he didn't do it. Is Walter getting on? Bill, are you on? Get on this line. I'm talking to Wayne Hayes.
Just a moment. I'm going to put Mr. Moyers on.
Thank you, Mr. President.
I'm trying to get matched up here.
Hello.
Walter?
Yes. Mr. President?
Yes.
It's Bill Moyer.
He says you haven't called him three times today. You told me you talked to him three times, and I told Ken what to tell him this morning. He's on the line now.
Wayne?
Yeah.
Ken told me he talked to you three times this morning.
He didn't talk to me at all today.
I see that. And you told me, Bill, you had.
I have talked to him. Not today I haven't talked to him. Friday was when I talked to you, and Saturday morning.
Who's this, Ken?
No, this is Bill.
Yeah, that's right.
Right. And then Ken left a note on my...
Well, how many times we talked's not important, but both of you told me three times, so that's six times. Now, I don't know why in the hell you can't straighten out something in six conversations, Bill.
Well, I haven't had any conversations, Mr. President.
See there, Bill?
This week.
Well, I've asked them to have them with you, and I don't know why they won't do it.
Talk to Bill right now.
All right, Bill, go ahead.
I'm on too, sir, if
you need me. Walter Jenkins, go on. Walter, take care of Ben's business, because Bill and Ken don't know how to do it. See if you can straighten it out. Go ahead, Dwayne.
Yes, sir, Wayne.
The whole thing is, Walter, that the point I've been trying to get across to somebody to make a decision down there is that Coleman, who is desperate to hang on to his job in Ohio, has put out the story that he's going to put... slate of delegates up in the president's name with Senator Young as second choice. And, of course, for him to do this, the president has to sign consents. And a lot of the president's friends, those of us who were for him when, don't want any truck with Coleman. Now, if the president isn't going to let his name put up, then...
Haven't we made that decision, Walter?
That's the recommendation we make.
Yeah.
And this calls for some reassessing. In the meantime, John Glenn is going to announce tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock that he'll hold a press conference on Friday, and I can tell you at that time he's going to announce he's a candidate for the Senate. And he will beat the hell out of Young, and I wouldn't think that you fellows would be wanting your cart tied to Young.
We're not tying it to anyone. We don't select senators or appoint them.
Yeah,
they're elected.
And I don't think, on the other hand, you'd want to slap Young in the throat.
I can't. That's right. They're not appointed. They're elected. We got to leave that up to the people of Ohio.
Right. But
I haven't talked to Glenn, not one time. I haven't had a conversation with them, and not one conversation with Young. Neither one of them mentioned.
Young's office put out a story that he saw you yesterday, and
I haven't seen him.
Well, I thought that was probably not true.
Did not see him. I know that is true.
Yeah.
He did not see him.
Yeah. Well, anyway, this is a thing that I think Glenn will help us all in Ohio. Now, as far as I'm concerned, if the president's still on, I think I can win my district, and I think I can carry it for the president. But I think Ohio is in a hell of a shape politically, and I told that to President Kennedy when he was running that we couldn't carry it with the setup we had, and I'm not trying to be a...
I know that, and I agree with you. I've been out there, and I agree with everything you've said.
Wayne, it was our feeling, this Walter again, that we have very little, if anything, to gain and a good deal to lose by going into primaries. And that was the recommendation we had here.
Now, if we don't go in, won't they pick delegates that might even conceivably be against you?
They certainly will.
Walter, why have you considered that?
The feeling of Ken and McGuire and those people that there won't be any delegates that would be anything but friendly, no matter which ones.
Well, I don't think they can afford to be against you, but openly, but there'll be this same old state house clique that has been repudiated by the people by the biggest majority ever, and it seems to me that what we need is some recognition for some people that'll really get out and do a little work out there. And I just don't think Coleman ought to be allowed to select the slate of delegates willy-nilly on his own. I think I have no objection to him selecting some delegates, but I think as far as my district's concerned, if he selects them, we'll run our own slate. And we'll win. And it'll be this way in several other districts. Now, what he ought to be told is he ought to sit down with some of the responsible leaders and work this thing out.
Well, Walter, see if you can talk to anybody over at the committee and see what they say about that and what they can do about it.
I will, sir.
But these things oughtn't to be coming to me at 8 o'clock at night when I'm 2 hours late to any other place.
Well, President, why don't you sign off and let me...
Well, because I want you taken care of and see that what you want you get, period.
Well,
and I'm damned embarrassed that I haven't got a staff that can do it.
Well, I think it's just a foul-up that could have happened with all the pressures on them and on you. I'm not blaming anybody for that.
Well, but I asked them all to talk to you this morning. And I was told that Moyers talked to you 3 times and the other talked to you 3 times and he wouldn't talk to anybody else. Now, Walter got more knowledge about...
I called Walter, and in fact, Cliff Carter called back and said Walter was busy. And I talked to Cliff Carter and left it that way and came on down here to dinner. I didn't get too upset. I wasn't...
All right, now, well, I want to be damn sure that whatever you need, it's done now.
Well, I will talk
to... What did Cliff Carter agree to do?
Well, Carter didn't tell me anything definite. He said you were thinking along the lines that you weren't going to put a slate of delegates out in your name.
Well, Walter, let's get a decision on that tomorrow. If we have to have a meeting on it, let's have it. Let's see what happens if you pick punks that are against you.
Yeah, well, I don't want to... I'm not trying to put pressure on you, but the law of February 5th is putting pressure on us.
There are 2 or 3 states, this is one of them, where there would be some reason to consider having delegates. But it was the feeling of the people who talked in this meeting that if you did it in those 2 or 3 states, you'd have a hard time explaining why you didn't do it everywhere else, that you probably ought to have solid policy. Now, I will talk about this particular problem and talk back to you tomorrow if I may.
Yeah, and I think that we've got to be very careful to be sure that our interests are protected, because we don't want some people in there that won't be for us, that'll be unenthusiastic for us.
All right, sir. We'll approach on that basis,
President.
And I'll be back in touch with you tomorrow.
All right, Walter, I'll be waiting for your call. I'll be up there all day tomorrow. I'm going to Columbus late tomorrow night to be there when he announces.
Walter, you call him.
I will, sir.
All right.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Okay.
Good night, Wayne.
Good night.